I spoke with Alex Lloyd this week. He's an Australian pop star whose new album called Watching Angels Mend is out now. It's a moody mix of acoustic pop and electronica. He's performing with Beth Orton at the Phoenix Concert Theater on Monday. The album was produced by Magnus Fiennes, who is the brother of actor Ralph Fiennes. We talked about Alex's expectations for the record and North American success.
I actually listened to Black the Sun, your first album.
Yeah.
I noticed Black the Sun, it was full of electronic effects and all sorts of... It was almost a bombardment of sound, but this is really stripped down.
Yeah, I guess I was just trying to move away from that a little bit. Like, just... The first record, I guess, was essentially a bedroom record. I did a lot with my sampler and my Atari in my bedroom, like a lot of pre-production and stuff before I went into the studio, and then this record I really wanted to use, like big studio rooms and stuff like that. And I guess when you start to use more air and stuff like that, you don't need to use as many. I mean, I like to do something different every time, you know? So I guess it's probably more about just trying to do something different.
Now, you're a huge success in Australia. What are your expectations for North America?
I'm pretty stoked just to be doing some shows. I mean, I'm doing this tour with Beth Orton, but I'm just doing it acoustically, so I would like to come back eventually with the full band and do it properly. I'm just seeing this, like, the whole place for the first time, so, I'm looking forward to it.
So you've never been to this side of the ocean?
I've done a lot of time in, like, L.A. and New York, but that's about it. Yeah, I haven't had a chance to come up to Canada or to see, you know, lots of different parts of America. So it's all quite a bit eye-opening at the moment.
This album is, I don't know if it's just my impression, but it seems really, it feels sort of like your isolation, like it's about being somewhere else.
Yeah, I guess there's a sense of traveling. I've done a lot of traveling over the last kind of, I've done a lot of time in Europe and England, like my first record came out there, so I toured there a lot, and I guess from that I wrote a lot of songs about being in different places.
Even the album art, it's sort of dreary and black and greys, and is that sort of represents your time on the road?
No, it's actually, I kind of figure that the record's got a pretty positive light to it as well. I don't think it's all negative, but... the artwork, I mean, yeah, I don't know, I kind of leave that up to other people. I just say, yeah, that looks cool, you know. I just can concentrate on the music.
It's cool that you're touring with Beth Orton, who has another great album, and you both sort of are that confessional type of singer-songwriter. Is it harder, do you think, being a man because that genre has been dominated by women for the last 10 years?
Yeah, I guess it has, especially, like, in my time anyway, women have kind of... they seem to own it, which is cool. I don't know, it's kind of good though as well, because I get to play with sort of artists like Beth Orton and, I think, you know, I don't mind being a part of that crew.
Like, there's a song here, like Trigger, it was more of a rocking tune.
Mm-hmm.
Do you strip that down when you're live, usually?
No, with the band it's you know, it's sort of probably more full on, but acoustically it's probably one of the songs I probably wouldn't do, you know what I mean, if it was just me and my guitar by myself. But I got tracks from my first record and stuff and this record, so between there I can make up a pretty good acoustic set, and that's kind of essentially what I'm doing with Beth. But I mean, as I say, I'd really like the opportunity to come in with the band eventually, hopefully later in the year.
As a man, do you think people respond to you differently? Like, well, how is your audience made up of?
I don't know. It's pretty spread out, my audience. There's no... I can only go from experience in Australia and stuff like that, but I seem to be going down okay with Beth Orton, so I guess sort of similar audience.
Now, you've been constantly touring. I read on your biography. Is that still going? You haven't really stopped since your first album?
I haven't stopped for about 9 months, I don't think.
Like, what's that like? Doesn't it, like, being in a hotel room every single day for a whole year of your life?
Oh, it's really hard sometimes. Sometimes it's cool, like, it's fun at the beginning, and then sort of toward the middle it gets really, I don't know, you miss people and you want to, you know, that sort of side, it's a bit painful, but I guess, I don't know, it's kind of cool as well. It's It's sort of the love-hate part of the job. Well, probably more the not-so-good part of the job, being in hotels and not kind of having a sense of home. But, you know, it's sort of part of the job, isn't it?
And the assembly line interviews.
Well, yeah, it's been pretty relaxed so far, so, you know, I'm doing okay.
The Canadians have been treating you good, eh? You didn't produce this yourself.
No, I didn't. I kind of ended up doing a lot of the production in the end, but yeah, I did some work with Magnus Fiennes, who was more a kind of producer who he put me in contact with lots of cool people and then kind of left me to it, really.
You didn't get to meet Rafe?
Yeah, I did. I met Rafe times in the bar, but his people were terribly exciting. I mean, he was alright.
It's part of the scene, right?
Yeah, it's a bit of a scene, that London scene.